Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today.
Hey everybody, this is Bob Cargill and you're listening to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show. But today you're going to be listening to not just me, but Jeffrey Gordon of Ideal Video Strategies out of Hudson, Massachusetts. And coincidentally, we are recording also in Hudson, Massachusetts at this ridiculously awesome co-working space called Out of Office. So we're actually in an office at Out of Office, and it's a great little setup, and I'm psyched to have you here today, Jeff. Tell my audience about yourself, your background. I'm excited to be talking to you, and I know they're going to be excited to be introduced to you and listen to you.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me on. This is actually my first podcast I've ever done. So I've recorded a few and I edit some, but I've actually never been a guest. So this is pretty cool. So for me, I've got a video background. I have been producing videos for close to 15 years. I came from a corporate environment where it's an in-house video person doing training videos, promotional videos, that sort of thing. And a little less than a year ago, decided to take the plunge and go out on my own. So that is what I'm doing right now.
And here we are both on our own. I'm an independent marketing social media consultant, and our mutual friend Lisa introduced us. Mm-hmm. She is the reason I'm literally here at Out of Office. She's the reason I am talking to you today, Jeff, because Lisa reached out to me on LinkedIn a few months ago, and I met you, and then I met Richard, who runs this place Out of Office, and we're both working here from time to time. I guess we're the so-called resident experts, you in video.
Video and maybe podcast recording.
And podcast recording and myself in social media. And so I want to hear, before we get into some of the more granular, nitty-gritty questions, if you will, Jeff, I want to just everybody to know about what Ideal Video Strategies does, what you bring to the table, how that ties into marketing, because I always emphasize this is a marketing show. That's my chops, and I want to make sure we cover how video and what you have to offer is incorporated into your clients' marketing plans or could be incorporated into pretty much anybody's marketing plans.
So with the, you know, obviously the internet is the way of life now. So everybody needs video, everybody wants to do video, and I can bring a personalization to people's websites, to their social media, where they can connect to their potential clients, their existing clients. Really, my strategy is to deliver the message through the people's mouths that live that message. So, you know, if you own a company, you know, we interview you. We go through a series of questions, and you tell us about the business, and it just comes off real genuine because you're passionate about your business. You know your business the best, and then I can kind of take all those clips, put them into a nice video where it flows smoothly. Use additional shots that we've taken from, you know, your work, your location, whatever it is, to tell that story effectively. I also have gotten into the aerial imagery market with drones, so that's pretty big now.
Yes.
You know, and that's obviously kind of fun to do while you're getting paid.
That would be a lot of fun. So a couple things I want to follow up on. You mentioned telling clients' stories, and I thought of the term storytelling that is very popular right now. It's what I preach to my clients. It's what I do for my clients. You and I would make, we haven't worked together yet, except for a little bit of volunteer work for Fresh Start Furniture Bank here in Hudson. A little plug for that great nonprofit organization. But we haven't really worked together for a client doing paid work, if you will. I could see us having complementary skills because I like to tell stories. I'm doing a lot of video all the time, but I just use my phone, and you take it up to that next level. You would help someone like me and or your clients, my clients, look even better on camera. I've never had a drone at my disposal or all the microphones in front of me like we have today, which we'll talk about soon. That's what someone like Jeff Gordon has to offer, folks. You know, again, someone like me, I'm pretty organic in terms of how I do things, but you, again, would bump up the quality of what someone like me delivers. Am I correct?
You are correct. It takes a lot of pre-planning to do a well-thought-out video. So, you know, there is a lot of benefit in the organic stuff that you do when I love watching your videos, and you just kind of pick a topic and you talk about it, and you're wherever location you are.
Yeah, so my videos, I go do the talking and walking or the selfie videos. Literally, there's a rail trail behind us. I sometimes go out there and walk, and I do pick a topic, and I do, by the way, you often have a script. I don't read it verbatim, but there is planning involved. But I'm saying if I was with you, you'd probably have a really high-quality camera on me. You could do some editing after the fact.
It's really all about the editing. So the shots are obviously very important. You need to, you know, frame the interviews well. You need to light them well. You need to make sure the person looks good because this is their brand. It's their message. And you want the background to look decent. You want something relevant in the background, that sort of thing. That takes some pre-site visits to check that out. It's really the editing to get the story told effectively. Usually, not always, but usually there's two, maybe three people who are stakeholders in the company, and you interview all three of them, and then what we like to call a threaded narrative. So we will take clips of one person, and they'll lead into the next person saying another thing. Well, it will all continue to build and tell the same story, but coming through multiple people's mouths. And that's where the editing really comes in, because you can't really script people naturally like that. I don't like to do that. I don't think it comes off genuine. There are situations where scripting is necessary, but I don't think it comes off genuine and authentic.
I'm not just saying this for the podcast's sake, but I think we need to work on something together, even if it's just to promote ourselves, because I am really curious how much better, and I know it would be better, you could help me make my videos. I've done hundreds of videos. I mean, I spend a ton of time doing them. This is my, I think, 61st podcast. I do a lot of podcasts, but with your technical knowledge and my creative knowledge, sure. I think we'd be like a dream team, if you will.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hint to anybody who's listening, you got a dream team here.
You got a social media master, copywriter, and then you got your video specialist.
Not to pat ourselves on the back. What about your personal brand? You know I'm big on that. I do all these videos, and that helps me as an individual consultant and entrepreneur. Do you do much to promote yourself, and how would video work into that?
So I don't do as much as I should. It's kind of everybody's thing. They do a lot for other people with what their specialty is, but they don't always do it for themselves as well. I am in the process of creating one of those personalized videos for my website of me, of what I believe, what I like, what I do, how your experience will be with me, so that when people come to the website, they'll know. I am a new business, less than a year old. Obviously, it should have been probably one of the first things I did, but you know, life happens, and
everybody's different, and you have young kids, I happen to know, and that changes things a little bit too. And you know what? I have always been a huge networker, I think self-promoted to some degree. I do that for my clients as well. I tell them, you know, get out there. I would tell you, get out there, because I think you have so much to offer. Human nature, the majority of people I know hold themselves back. They're a little bit shy to promote themselves. And hey, it's like the cobbler in his or her shoes. They're working on other people's business, not their own. But I bet if you did for yourself what you do for your clients, you'd all of a sudden, the phone would not stop ringing. Not that it's not ringing crazily at this time.
No, I understand. And I should. And I enjoy social media. I find it takes a lot of time to do a well thought out social media plan, as you know.
Yes.
And you know, I just don't always have the time to put into myself if I'm doing work for clients that I would like to keep happy.
So I don't forget, on social media, anybody listening, where could they find you? LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, Insta and Facebook, both at Ideal Video Strategies.
Ideal Video Strategies.
Ideal Video Strategies.
So not your name.
No.
Okay. Yep.
LinkedIn is my name, Jeffrey Gordon.
Yep.
And that's, you know, we have a YouTube channel for Ideal Video Strategies as well. It's still building.
Yep.
And I'm not very active on Twitter. I do have a handle at Ideal Video Strat.
Ideal Video Strat. So when you know, when this podcast is done, which will be in, let's say, 20 minutes from now, believe it or not, thanks to Podbean, yes, Podbean, a ridiculously awesome app, I literally could have this published, you know, before the day is over. I mean, half an hour after we're done, this could be published. I think we might do a little editing, though. I just remembered as I was saying that. So maybe this one won't be published today. But what I was going to say is, this content I will use to share with everybody who's listening, absolutely, but also reshare on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I put it up a little screenshot as a Instagram story. I'll get the most mileage out of this podcast, this episode, as possible, and that's how I help build my personal brand. So I'm helping to educate, entertain, and you're helping me, by the way. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, Jeff. But there's a quid pro quo. I think everybody wins. The audience wins because they're getting, thanks to Podbean and podcasts, which an amazing phenomenon in terms of how we communicate, free content, free education, free entertainment, if we're funny or entertaining. I get the content, you get the content, everybody wins. So I want you to share it everywhere you can too, to help you benefit.
Will do. And it, you know, and you were right when you said it before, that some people are a little, hold back themselves a little bit, and I am one of those people. And getting into the networking was a little bit tricky for me, kind of an introvert by nature, but I'm learning and I'm meeting more people and being more comfortable talking to people I don't know. And so it is helping me grow personally as well as professionally, and it is something I'm working on.
This is going in an interesting direction. I'm going to keep going there. So I did Toastmasters years ago, and that's why. Mm-hmm. So I years ago was not the I'll use this word, brash. I don't think I'm brash, but you know, extroverted, outgoing, networking, connecting type of guy that I am now. Toastmasters helped me develop that confidence and realize that if I don't speak up on my own behalf, I'm going to get lost in the crowd. And I tell people all the time, especially in today's day and age, if we don't toot our own horn a little bit, nobody's going to do it for us.
No, and I completely agree. And you and Lisa have been very good about doing that for me, you know, tagging me and,
yes,
and, you know, sharing. And but yeah, I, you know, by nature, video person, behind the camera type of guy.
Isn't that interesting?
Behind the camera type of guy.
You make stars out of everybody else. Well, you know? I'm going to help you make a star out of yourself and vice versa. Because again, you're with all your technical knowledge, which I have none of or very little of. You know, combine that, you know, my creativity, your technical knowledge, and we both have a little knowledge of what each other knows.
Right.
Yeah. Dream team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Tell me about any interesting projects, anything that you could be in the past or current or even something you're working on that has done really well or is doing really well in the secret.
In the secret.
Put you on the spot.
All right. So when I first started, there's a friend of mine who also took a leave of absence from her job as a teacher to pursue her career in ceramics. She's amazing. She's an amazing ceramics artist. Company's my, okay if I plug the company?
Yes, absolutely.
Soleil Luna Ceramics. She's out of Princeton.
What's the name? Let's say it again.
Soleil Luna Ceramics.
Yep.
And so one of the first things I did was go to her and say, I need some material because I'm just starting out. I need something, and I know you can use this as well. And she's a long time friend, like since I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
So we did, you know, we did a quick 2 minute about video, you know, of what I was talking about, interviewed her, got all her audio, her clips, put it all to the B-roll. And that video blew up and was shared and viewed close to 10,000 times, but close to viewed 10,000 times.
Yep. And, yep. That's good.
It got me, you know, I put that on my website. It got me a job from somebody who I didn't know. They Googled, found me on Google, saw that video. That video got me hired. And, you know, I've got some other projects I'm working on. And, you know, basically people have seen that one and said, hey, that's the type of style that that we need.
And we need, we all need, you and I were talking before this recording, we were talking about us in creative, and we all need our case studies, our success stories to be able to share. And we were also talking, I'm much, much older than you, so I've seen it happen, how many people are out there who provide creative services, and how few, I think, I'll say it boldly, companies, brands, people see, notice the difference between high quality and average quality, and that makes it a challenge for those of us who are strive for excellence. I won't say perfectionist. We know you can't work on it forever till it's perfect. Nothing's perfect, and especially in this day and age, I think some imperfections are what play best. Genuine authenticity, that kind of thing. But it ain't easy being a creative person. You do video. You do a little photography.
Yeah, more just more photography from the air. I don't do much.
The drone photography. Yeah. Okay. And I do a lot of content and copywriting and social media. We are competing, you know, because of the internet, which is a good thing. But the bad thing about the internet is, you know, internationally, there are people who offer, you know, we might charge, you know, I'm making this up, folks, but let's say we charge $50 or something. Someone might be offering, selling it for $5. And the client might not know the difference between the quality.
Right. You know, it's funny you say that, because I was watching a meme today about, you know, when you don't pay for something quality, and it was everybody jamming out to a Metallica song, and then it was somebody playing the horns as the guitar, and it was just like when you don't pay for, you know, quality,
right,
that's what you get.
And you don't get the whole package.
If I had it
right
in front of me, I would totally play it. But it's funny, because I was like, oh, that's perfect. But yeah, so, you know, everybody's got a camera on their phone. And that's just the way life is. So can it be utilized? Yeah, you can utilize it. But if you don't know how to put it together to tell the story, you know all the time that goes into it on the back end, which people don't see. So people don't, you know, they don't see you when you're writing, your
correct
writing process.
Yes.
They don't see my editing process,
yep,
or all the prep that I put into going into a shoot. So they just, and I've been dealing with this my whole career. It's, you know, you point, you shoot it, and it's like, well, is it done yet? You know, when's it going to be done? It's like,
yes.
Well, you know, it's an art. It's a process.
Correct.
It's a creative process. It's different if it's scripted. It can take much quicker because you know what you're supposed to do, what's supposed to go where. But if you are doing it the way that I like to do it, it's a creative process and it takes time.
Who do you, and I agree. I mean, I've been dealing with this my whole career, because, you know, I started out just as a writer, and, you know, I'm a copywriter. That's part of what I offer. But everybody can write, and like you said, everyone now has a phone on their camera, so anyone can take a picture. People have always been able to write, and literally, you know, I know. I've worked at agencies. I've worked for hundreds of clients. Some of them want to do it themselves, or some of them think they can do it themselves. So they see work that I spend, you know, let's say 20 hours on, and they think they can make these edits, you know, in 20 minutes that is going to improve what, I mean, I built a lifetime, you know, I've spent a lifetime getting to the point where I am. I mean, you just paid me for good money for that work. Take what I give you and believe in it, because I'm telling you, it ain't going to get any better. This is how I believe. I'm very confident at this point in my career.
Sure.
It ain't going to get any better, you know, with your you know, editing. But you got to deal with that. That's business.
I mean, it is. It's can't take it personally.
Right.
If you take it personally, you're going to try.
Yeah, so this is venting,
crazy,
by the way.
Yeah.
If any clients are listening, or potential clients, this is just venting. I understand, we both understand there's a process, a creative process, dealing what we go through and then what we have to do with the client.
And sometimes it's sticker shock, you know, like, oh, you know, it's that much money? It's like, well, and I explain, I do my best to explain that in my, you know, my shoot day cost, I don't, I'm not going to nickel and dime people. It's not what I'm all about. But my shoot day cost also includes all the conversations we're having, the site visits we're having ahead of time, and that stuff's kind of all wrapped in.
Mm-hmm.
And people struggle to understand that a little bit. So, you know, I try not to take personally if somebody says, oh, you know, it's a little too much money. So, okay, that's the way it is, you know. But we've all done that. We've all gotten multiple bids on jobs and work for the house or whatever. And you know, that's the way the world runs, and that's everybody's right.
Jeff, most of my career, 35 plus years, I've worked in-house, and I don't mind being on the record as saying, you know, there's people don't see how much time is frittered away in-house. So it's ironic, people who are hiring people like us, they want us to get something done in 5 hours and only pay us for those 5 hours. Yet, you know, in-house, I mean, the meetings, the water cooler conversation, all the and rightly so, and deservedly so, benefits that are paid to employees, they're saving so much money outsourcing to people like us. So it might be a few hours more than they think we can get it done in. But they're saving. They're not paying us benefits. They're not paying us for any wasted time. It's all time spent on their behalf, and they're getting the experts.
Sure, but if you're not in house with them, they don't know. They don't consider you working. You know,
is that interesting? Yeah,
and it is what it is. But there's a lot of people that are hiring in house video people now.
Yeah,
a lot more than there used
yes.
to be. And, you know, maybe someday I'll go back that route. Who knows? We'll see.
And I say the same thing. I mean, again, you're younger than me. You get more years probably to make that happen. But I say the same thing. If the right full-time gig comes along, is offered to me, I'd take it. But I love being on my own. I love handling all the different projects, the different clients, the variety. And I do believe I save them money. And I'm very versatile. And you know, this is the life. I didn't expect to go in this direction, but that's what podcasts are all about. This is the life of freelancers, contractors, independent consultants, you know, the gig economy, as they say.
Mm-hmm. And you know, what I've learned is there's so many of us out there. Just in this less than a year that I've been doing this, I've met a ton of people that are just doing things for themselves. And I didn't realize all the different companies that there were. I'm working for a company now I didn't even know existed. I won't get into the details, but I didn't know that type of company existed.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm loving that aspect of it. Loving meeting the people, loving
yes.
learning about new things. It's interesting to me. It keeps my work interesting. And
Yes. No, and I've been, again, in-house. When you're in-house, you're focused. I mean, you got, you know, I talk about us being a dream team. I mean, obviously, in-house, you're hiring dream teams as well. You know, it's all relative. And everyone's focused, you know, working in sync on the same thing, et cetera, et cetera. But you are a little sheltered. You're not seeing what you just said. You're not seeing what goes on outside. And since I've been on my own the last 2 years, left a full-time job, and trying to resurrect, redo what I did back in the 90s for 7 years, and that is be on my own. These last 2 years, I've seen exactly what you're seeing, is how many really smart, eccentric, talented, driven people there are. And I think a lot of it is this gig economy and co-working spaces like this. And again, it's really ironic. First of all, the conversation's going this direction. But secondly, you know, here we are at Out of Office in Hudson, Massachusetts, and it's going to attract a fairly new co-working space,
sure.
a lot of people just like us. And you know, we can hear and see other people just like us here today, and it's you put a bunch of us together, and we're just as equipped, if not more so, than some of these agencies we might be competing against, if you will,
sure.
for business.
And you never know. And working in a place like this, I'm like, you know, when I first started, I'm like, I'll just work out of the house. Sure. But then, you know, this place opened, and it's been great. Richard's been amazing, and this place is awesome. And you never know where your next job is going to come from, or your next connection, or your mm-hmm. what next steady line of work. And so you're just going to kind of meet everybody walks in the door. You never know.
You never know what's going to happen. And I think, you know, co-working, gig economy, people like me and you, it is my personal belief, it's the future of business. I'm not saying there aren't going to be big companies, et cetera, but go ahead, you got something to say to that.
You know, and that was one of the reasons why I decided to go out on my own. And you could feel that people are just kind of tired of the corporate, tired of the big business, tired of the way things are running with the top less than 1% having... And this has nothing to do with money.
But, no, it's all right.
But they're trying to, you know, change all the laws for them because they have so much money and everybody's sick of the corporateness. And you know, let's get back to where we used to be, where small business ran the country. And I know it still does, but it's not as powerful as it used to be, I don't think.
And this is more organic. This is people loving what they do. I'm happier than ever the last couple of years. I'll say that. I can work when I want. And by the way, that means a ton of hours. Anyone who's ever worked with me knows I do that. But those hours can be at night, on weekends. Mm-hmm. I'm a runner. You know that. I can run during the day if I want. You joke. You see me come in a lot, late in the day.
Yeah, I'm leaving at 5 o'clock. Bob's coming in.
You are more traditional, maybe. And you got young kids. You got to get home to your kids. My kids.
It is the young kids
grown up.
That I got to be there for.
But, you know, we put in our time and then some when it is best for us, and that behooves the clients. Mm-hmm. And again, back to working in-house, you know, I've seen in-house situations where people aren't that happy. They're a little bit robotic, you know, have to get in at 9, let's say, and typically leave at 5, and there's nothing wrong with all of that.
Right.
But it tends to condition people to work only a certain way, whereas when we're on our own, we're fresh every day, we're open to new ideas every day. I feel we're more nimble, we're more versatile, and we're learning crazy new things every day, I feel, based on the fact that we have this freedom.
Yeah.
Let's talk, so we're gonna segue, and maybe this will be the last part of this conversation, if you will. I wanna tell people about my podcast and what they can't see, are doing today with regard to my podcast. Usually, folks, I only speak into the phone, sometimes with the lavalier. I think I might have done it a few times with the lavalier. Or have I used my blue snowball mic before? I don't think so. I think generally, meaning almost all the time, I speak right into the phone using the awesome Podbean app. It is so simple to use. Love it. I started this podcast about a year ago, and it's really taken off, and I'm real, real happy with all that. But all that said, I made a short story long there. Jeff, you guys can't see it, but we have like 5, 6 different, I don't know, 80 different microphones set up here. We're recording this differently today, so 60 episodes behind me for the first time I'm recording it more professionally, we think.
Well, that's the attempt.
And yeah, we're kind of experimenting, but Jeff's going to explain it, the different microphones we get going.
So I guess there's different levels of podcasts. I guess we could start with that, where you're used to doing it right into your phone without a mic, just directly into the speaker, and they've been fine. The Podbean app makes it very easy for you to do that. And, you know, when Bob first started talking to me about doing the podcast, I'm like, oh, how do you record it? Because that's me. I need to get the quality audio. So,
and you said, how do I record it? And I held up my phone. How I record it.
And you know,
boom.
And it's fine. It is good. There's many situations where that is perfect. You know, if you're run and gun, you just meet somebody like, oh, hey, can I get you for a quick 10 minutes or whatever? So then I've brought in my equipment. We brought a little bit of a different setup for Bob's equipment. So Bob is recording directly to his computer via USB mic. Is that a USB or it's more of a microphone?
I'm not sure how to describe it. It's a lav.
It's
plugged into
labs.
My computer, and we're recording directly into Audacity.
Right.
On my laptop.
Right. And then so when we edit this, I'm going to switch in between mics so we can kind of hear the difference, because this is kind of an experiment for both of us, so we don't really know how it's going to go. So,
can I, if you don't mind, I interrupt.
Sure, sure.
But that's, to me, an important point to my clients I make, because they all want everything to be perfect, and I talked about that earlier. We're perfectionists. We want this to be the best it can be. But folks, in today's day and age with content, I mean, I spit so many of these podcast videos, blog posts out, and I recommend my clients do too. It's okay if it's not perfect,
sure,
because that's more human. That's more the way things are in this day and age. Am I right to some degree?
No, absolutely.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So right now you're hearing us talking. We're on Bob's lav. It's like a split lav. It's two lavs going into one jack on his computer and through Audacity. So then I've got what I use for my video shoots, which is a Zoom H6 recorder. It's just an external audio recorder, and that's how I record all my videos. I do the mics directly in. There's 4 inputs, so now we'll switch over to my lavs, where Bob and I each have our own dedicated lav. It's a professional hookup XLR directly into the Zoom H6. And to me, I think that would sound a little bit better, but that if it doesn't, I'll actually be pleasantly surprised. But that's just where my background comes from. And then I've also got another mic. It's an attachment for the Zoom. It's a more of a just a regular style mic that's a cardioid, and that's just kind of in the middle of the room, and it's just picking us up both, and we'll switch to that. And that will probably sound a bit farther away, and the audio level's not as high. And Bob's gonna take a picture right now. And so the way that I always do those, I always am listening through headphones. Bob doesn't do that. And so I just always do it when I'm doing this stuff to make sure that it's recording effectively. And, you know, there's no major glitches or anything. And then you have your...
I also have I use this for a video at home, and I want to use it more. It's a Snowball Blue microphone. I bought it at Best Buy locally.
I actually haven't seen this one. It looks pretty cool. Looks like it will record both sides.
I'm taking pictures, yeah, by the way, folks.
Yeah, so I the pauses in there... Photo op.
Yeah, Jeff was posing.
Yes. Well, I'm with Bob. What else am I going to do?
People are used to that. Yeah, they better be ready for pictures when they're with me.
So, you know, there's
by the way, we're not using the Snowball Blue. The Blue Snowball mic is not plugged in.
Yeah, that goes directly into...
But it is an awesome mic when I have used it. It's exceptional, and the price was just right, so you can't complain at all. I'm very happy with that.
That's a USB connection directly into his computer, but that one is not plugged in.
Yeah.
So there's really just different situations, so it depends on what you want to do.
You're right. I could have plugged that in.
Oh, it's all right.
You want me?
No, don't start it now. Don't do it now. You'll
blow things up.
You'll cancel something, you know, computer will freeze.
Instead of 81 mics, we could have had 82 mics.
And that's it. We just did this as a test because I was more curious about how the different things are going to sound. But that's just my background. But there is different purposes. So we're in the room now here at Out of Office, which is going be a dedicated podcast room or recording or webinar room or whatever you want to look at it. It's going to have, you know, sound dampening in here and everything. And so if you have a setup like this, you can bring in a little bit higher tech of a setup with, you know, professional wires and cables and not directly into the computer. And it might require a little more editing, but you can get maybe a better quality sound. But if you're more, you'll still get a better quality sound with less background noise if you're using the setup that you're using now with the double lav connected to your computer. You know, that's still a very good way to go. And it just depends on what you're looking to do and how much editing you want to do.
Yeah, and I told you, literally, my sons helped me occasionally with the technical things. And one of my boys showed me Audacity. And I discovered Podbean. Actually, Mal Duane turned me on to Podbean. She uses it for her podcasts. And she's someone I know. She's in Framingham, and she has a great podcast herself. She introduced me to Podbean. That made all the difference in the world to me. But what I think I'm always trying to wrap things in a nice little bow package, whatever the expression is, analogy is. We are saying, I am saying that folks don't hesitate to do a podcast because you're worried about quality and technical issues. Just damn do it, because otherwise you're going to hesitate and worry about price and worry about having this perfect room and perfect guest. I mean, Jeff is a perfect guest, but, you know, and you're not going to do it. And the thing with social media, the thing with marketing, the thing with this world, it's changing so fast every day. I say jump into it, use something like Podbean, talk to Jeff, you know, you want better quality,
sure,
but know that you can just use your phone.
Yeah, and I'm more than happy to lend advice. I will say that I do have a client that records his own podcasts using Zoom, and he's got his nice mic set up, going directly into his computer, and then he has somebody call in, and the audio is fine. But he finds, you know, it comes in two audio files, so he finds that it's takes him a lot more time to edit. So he has me edit, and I can edit a 45 an hour long podcast in like 2 hours. So I can bang out. He'll send me four. He does. He releases one a week, so he'll record a bunch. Send me four, and I'll record them in a day. I'll edit them in a day or two, get them back to him, and I'll cut out all the. You know, it's funny you don't realize all the ums.
And yeah.
That people say.
That's why I did Toastmasters years ago. We used to count ums.
Right.
That I'm serious.
And you know, there's mic bumps. There's. Technical glitches. Mm-hmm. There's lip smacks, which, you know.
Whatever that means. There's no lip smacking that I know of, but I don't even know.
All right. So there's just stuff that I can take out pretty quickly, just listening to it one time, line it all up, trim out some stuff that doesn't need to be there. And I can do that for him, and, you know, if that's something that people are interested, we can do that for them too. Anywhere in the world that they are. They can
Jeff's making really good points about people you might need, someone like Jeff, to finesse your podcast. If you're a company with a brand, you don't want to taint one iota in that first podcast you know is going to be listened to by, you know, I'm making this up, 500,000 people.
Sure.
Yeah, you work with someone like Jeff. But don't forget me because
right.
I'm kidding. But you know, I'll help you add that little zing to it, the creative part. Yeah. And again, I'm joking about that. But there's different ingredients that go into it. And also the other thing is we're all different people, companies.
Skills.
Skills, brands. So, you know, it all depends on you, people, what you want. But I'm trying to say it can dip your toe in the water very easily.
Sure.
And then incrementally, I mean, I get 60 episodes behind me. First time I'm working with a professional on the technical side,
right.
And that's you, Jeff Gordon. You know, but I feel that my communication skills, Toastmasters in the background, I know marketing, I know social media. So there's different ingredients that go into it, and it depends on how far you want to go with it.
Yeah, it's all up to where you want to best spend your time.
So we will, I think, unless there's anything you want to say, Jeff, I think
I think we've covered a lot.
We have covered an awful lot. Where, ironically, the non-technical guy is staring at Audacity. That's me, and we're 37 or so minutes in.
Are we really?
How's that, man?
I don't know.
One of my longer podcasts to date. So people know I do a lot of these shorter podcasts because I want you to be able to listen to them quickly and maybe even share them and just use them with your own content. And they're short. They fit in easily and nicely, but I'm doing more of these interviews with all stars, rock stars like Jeff Gordon, and Jeff is from Ideal Video Strategies here in Hudson, yep. Massachusetts, and we are coming to you from out of office, as I say, a ridiculously awesome co-working space, and there's plenty of space here for new people, and you could come meet us in person. And I would just want to thank all of you for listening to Jeff and I talk today about a little bit of marketing, a little bit of social media, a lot about podcasts, more about microphones than I ever would personally be interested in.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to take the best of Jeff's, the best of the best that he has shared today, and find a way to upgrade the quality of sound on my podcast. But I also think Podbean in and of itself alone has done me so well up to date, and I love the platform.
For quickness, you can't beat it.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks, folks. Jeff Gordon from Ideal Video Strategies. This has been Bob Cargill, Bob Cargill's Marketing Show. We will talk to you all again soon. Thank you.